Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think this is going to be a giant mistake, but we'll play it anyway. The audio is not a giant mistake. The idea of the audio is a giant mistake. Jason Lloyd, he's in for Anthony Lyman today. Daniel Jeremiah was on with Rich Eisen, and this is what Daniel Jeremiah had to say about the Browns quarterback position. Go.
I feel like Flacco probably has his spot reserved, and then it's going to be 3 for 2. So you got those three young guys competing for the two spots. And I would say, you know, based off of Gabriel, where he was picked, based off of the ability, you know, and I go back to Shadur was my 20th player. He's a first-round caliber player. Like, talent-wise, both those guys, I think, have a huge advantage over Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett has to be light years better than each of them to make the teams. To me, I think Joe Flacco is just in case they don't feel like they can be competent at the position, then you insert Joe. I think their week one starter is going to be, I think it's going to be one of those two rookies.
Oh, man, I think that's a terrible mistake. A terrible mistake in every way you could possibly think about. Again, audio courtesy of the Rich Eisen Show. I got a lot of respect for Daniel Jeremiah. Don't get me wrong. We have him on the show once or twice a year, it seems. And again, nothing against him, but you're trying to do two things at once this year, Jason. You're trying to keep your vets like their heads in it. You're trying to keep them emotionally in it. They're trying to win games of some sort. I don't know how many games they're going to win. Probably not many. So you don't really know which way you're going as far as a franchise. Usually it's a lot easier. Like, all right, we're going for it. We got to go for the gusto. Or we're getting ready for next year. We're getting ready for draft picks. We're getting ready to not win a lot of football games this year. They've sent mixed messages all throughout the wintertime. And what he says about Kenny Pickett, true. I don't know if his family members are going to send nasty tweets to Daniel Jeremiah now. But with the two rookies, I just think it's a bad thing to do to a third-round rookie who at times has not shown a lot on the field but not got a lot of chances to show a lot on the field when it's come to the OTAs. And Shador Sanders, where, again, anybody I talk to, it's like, hey, he shows the want to learn, and he's trying as hard to learn, but he's clearly, and this is not my words, this is guys in the building's words, he's clearly behind Dylan Gabriel on nomenclature, on knowing which way to go, things like that. Like, they say the work ethic is there where he can get it, and because his talent might be better, maybe he gets that spot. But I'm going, everything you guys are telling me is way too early for a first round, or for a rookie to not be a first round pick, to not be a first overall pick, to be starting week one. I think that's, as of right now, maybe they could change my mind, but as of June 23rd, man, that seems insane, Jason.
If it's close, play the rookie. If it's close.
I don't think it's going to be close, and I don't think it should be close.
I don't either. I think people are dismissing Kenny Pickett far more than they should. I've said that all along. Right after the draft, I told you I thought Kenny Pickett was the starter. I still think Kenny Pickett's a starter.
You think he's a starter in this league?
I think he's a starter on this team.
Oh,
week one.
Those are two different things. All right.
I talked to Zach about this. I think there's a world where they carry all four.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
I don't, you know, at one time I thought Joe was the odd man out, but, you know, Zach's kind of brought me around to where they could carry all four on the roster. Week one, put it this way, by the end of the season, I've said this before. I think I hope Shador has more starts than any quarterback on this roster at the end of the season, when we get to the end of the season, because he's the only one that I look at and say he's got a chance to be a future starting quarterback in this league.
Yeah.
But that's a far different conversation than who's your starter in week one.
I think you're doing so many things in week one. 216-474-0092. Is it a mistake to start a rookie quarterback week one for this football team? I'm going to get back to the Cavs coming up at 722. I can promise you that. But I want to get to you guys right now. 216-474-0092. Is it a mistake to start a rookie quarterback in week one? And there, for so many reasons, I think it is. I bring up the veteran part of it. You set the tone for what your future is if you start that rookie week one, where you have a fifth-round guy or a third-round guy starting. So it's not where you're taking off with a guy who is a first overall pick or second overall pick. Like, those things you can certainly understand. It's like, all right, these guys are clearly better than anything we've had in the past. It's time to move on. I don't know if they're clearly more ready. I don't think they're clearly better. I don't know if they're clearly better, and I don't know if they're clearly more ready to go than what Joe Flacco or even Kenny Pickett would be. You know, those guys, veterans are going to respond more to them. And since you've decided to invest in Joel Bitonio for another year, Joel Bitonio's come back because you still have Wyatt Teller, Ethan Posick on your offensive line there with your veterans. While you still have veterans on your defense there, you want somebody who can know the offense without even really having to pick it up. That's a Joe Flacco. You want a guy who can know the offense because he's played in a couple of places and probably would get along decently with Kevin Stefanski, and Kevin seems to like him. That's Kenny Pickett. Like, I would see you more going in that way. If you start one of those players, and this is another thing, you might be more excited to start one of those guys. And I know this is an uphill battle with the fans.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rookies are exciting. Kenny Pickett is
it's
not
the
exciting.
Unknown.
Yes.
It's the unknown.
Joe Flacco, I think Joe Flacco, we have a lot of great feelings for him, but we know that this could very well be his last season. This is year 18. He's 40 years old. So how much excitement are you really getting? 2023? That was really exciting, but that was in the second half of the season. To start off the year, I don't know if it's going to be that way. And to go with a guy like Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, it would make more sense because now I got everybody centered. If I go out there in week one against the Bengals starting Shador Sanders or Dillon Gabriel, and you go out and you get smoked like you have been smoked in week one in the past, you can get guys back. It's week one. But I think that creeps into who made the decision here. Who made the decision on making this decision to be the quarterback of this football team? Why are we doing this? What is the point of any of us being? Like, I think you can lose a locker room without even trying very, very quickly if you start one of these two rookies right off the rip. They have to be so sensational to me, Jason, in training camp to start to change my mind. It's unfair to the team, and I think it's actually unfair to the rookies as well.
I hear you on the veteran thing, and usually I'm in that camp as well. I don't know that I am this time. because Joel came back on his own accord. He knew what he was getting into. He knows exactly the room he's walking into and what the expectations are for this season, how this season's probably going to go. Miles, I don't feel sorry for anymore. He got his money. Miles, he's gotten plenty of money.
I feel sorry for him.
No, but I'm just saying, like, Miles knew what he was signing up for when he took the money. There was a lot of pain and suffering in that new contract that he signed. So, I don't feel bad for him anymore. And this is probably the last year of that offensive line being together.
Yeah.
Because there was a time where I made that argument. You got to worry about Joel Bitonio, Miles Garrett, Nick Chubb, what these guys think. Well, Nick's gone. But Miles in a different category now, and Joel came back knowing this is how he's going to end his career.
But I also want to take my best foot forward and being able, because I understand that Joel's probably done after this year, more than likely. Like 90% I'm sure that he's done. Wyatt Teller could be in another place. Ethan Postick could be in another place by the end of all of this. But damn it, like, you've started this year with veterans. I also have to assess, all right, what's Kevin really got? What's Andrew Berry really got? You know, those guys also need to be assessed in this. And I'm sure that as of right now, and they should be, as of right now, there is no hot seat. They should be safe.
If you're going to fire him last year, there's no reason to fire him this year.
Exactly. But when we get to December and things like that, like, things start to change, I want them to have the best chance for it. I think naturally you get to the point where it's like, okay, you know what? It's been some time. Let's put the rookies in. Let's see what some of these rookies can do. I think naturally you'll be there. I don't think week one's the place for it.
The Browns left this draft thinking they're taking their quarterback of the future next year.
Yes.
So it's on Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders to change their mind. They can't do that in two or three starts. If they get two or three starts, Browns are taking another quarterback next year at the top of the first round.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that.
And which is why it goes back to, I hope that Shedeur has the most starts of any of these quarterbacks by the end of the season. Because you got to have some sort of sample size to evaluate these guys.
But this is what I say that some people, they either don't want to hear or they don't hear, and I have to keep repeating myself, is Kevin is going to get a chance to see, and has already had this chance to see, way more of these guys than any of us are ever going to.
Absolutely.
If they can't, I think this is the most open quarterback job in the NFL.
For sure.
Okay, if neither of these guys can do what it takes to make everybody feel comfortable and going, he can defend himself and run the offense, go right on ahead, then we don't need to see him. I do not need to see him over there at Huntington Bank Field or any other stadium for that matter. If they can't, you get it. You understand.
I totally hear what you're saying, and I agree with that. But again, then they're taking a quarterback at the top of the next year.
Yeah, if Shedeur, and that's fine.
If Shedeur starts three games this year and Dylan Gabriel starts two or three games, they're taking a quarterback next year because they have no faith in either one of these guys.
And frankly, and honestly, I'm fine with that. I just don't want them to be put in a position where it's like, all right, let's just rip off the Band-Aid and see where we're at. I think there's been so many times we've just done this and just done that, and it's turned into a complete disaster for the football team. I don't want to put them in a bad spot, and I certainly don't want to put the rest of the team in a bad spot. It's like, can we just for once have guys go out there and, hey, show me what you got in practice, every day, on the field, off the field, behind the scenes. Let me pick, because this is as open as it gets, and let's see whether or not you can actually do it and actually earn the position instead of, well, we got no other recourse for it, and we want to put some people in the seat, so let's go ahead and start Dummy over here and see whether or not Dummy can go ahead and do it. Because in the last 25 years, old Dummy hadn't been able to do it. So I don't want to do that to just Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders.
You have this... The only thing that matters for the Browns right now is figuring out quarterback. That's it. Nothing else matters about this season. It doesn't matter how many games they win. They're not going to the playoffs. They're not winning the Super Bowl. So it does it matter if you win three games or if you win six or seven? Really, does it really matter?
No.
It really doesn't matter. All you're doing is putting yourself in a better position to try and find the franchise quarterback. The only thing that matters for the Cleveland Browns in 2025 is trying yet again to answer the quarterback position. That's it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.